Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Congress has approved a farm bill allowing the production of industrial hemp. The plant can be used to make everything from body lotion to building materials, but it's a controversial cousin to marijuana. 26 states have been growing and studying hemp for its industrial purposes, but Ohio is not one of them. With me to talk about hemp production and its benefits is Ohio State Agricultural Professor Peggy Kirk-Hall. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
What do you understand will be allowed under this law?
Well, the law, it walks the line between federal and state oversight of hemp production. It first removes the federal restriction on hemp as a controlled substance. So that's removed from the state's analysis of what they want to do about hemp. And it offers states the first opportunity to create a hemp program. And if states don't choose to do that, then a producer who wants to grow hemp could go to the federal program unless the state takes the action of completely prohibiting hemp production in the state.
So we could have a lot of hemp products, but it still might be cheaper to make something out of cotton or plastic. How big do you think the hemp industry would actually be under this law?
Well, I'm not an economist, but I do, just in tracking the law, I do see a great deal of interest in this. There are a lot of companies, there are a lot of advocacy organizations, associations, a lot of business interest in the production of hemp. So I would expect it to continue to be a growing business. The growth has been pretty remarkable in the last decade.
Hemp gets somewhat of a bad rap because of its relationship to marijuana. Explain exactly how they're related.
That's true. There are definitely similarities between the two plants, given their horticultural backgrounds. But the difference is that the cannabis qualities are very minimal, and so it's not used for those kinds of intoxicating purposes. And it's not capable, actually, in large quantities of even producing those same types of reactions in a person.
Ohio has not been doing any industrial hemp research, while all of our neighboring states have. Does that put us behind at all?
Not necessarily, no. Those pilot programs were initiated in the previous farm bill, and they certainly do give an advantage to understanding how hemp production will progress in certain geographic conditions and within the state. But I think we can look to other pilot programs and learn from those, and producers in Ohio can still benefit from those and apply those lessons learned here in Ohio.
Thanks. I've been talking with Ohio State Agricultural Professor Peggy Kirk-Hall about Congress's approval of industrial hemp production. Thank you.
You're welcome.